All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, I think that now that Dottie, my new kitten, is an established part of the family, I think that it is time to get her involved in a get her involved in a randomization.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's not going to make any noises. She doesn't really speak that much. She mostly does like little chirps and growls. She mm-hmm. she'll make emergency noises if I squish her down. She'll hiss at me mm-hmm. if I try and move her off of my shoulders where she is digging her claws into them.
You should not do it.
Yeah. So she's you're not going to hear her. But what I've done is I have a number of cat toys, small little Mises full of catnip and whatever. I've just mm-hmm. I've taken some names of games, put them onto the little Mises. I'm just going to throw a whole bunch of these out and we're going to see which one she goes for. And whichever one that is going to be what we get. Okay.
Our life is in your hands, Dottie.
Yeah. So she will, she will make the choice for us. So I'm just going to take this box and we're going to, she's biting onto my ankle. That's no good. She's actually biting onto a fresh tattoo, Gary. Ow.
Good girl.
Ow.
Good
ow.
Girl.
Oh, boy. Yeah, good no, it pierced the blood bag. Yeah, no, she's got her claws in. Those claws, think about the kitten's claws. They go one way, and they draw mm-hmm. you in like a little, mm-hmm. okay.
Like
yeah.
those arrow, like serrated arrow.
Yeah, no, it's no good. She got right into, sorry, I got a Garfield tattoo on my ankle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Got a Garfield tramp stamp.
It's saying eat up. Dig in.
No, it's mostly, it's him taking a big piss on all the U.S. acres.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Nope. Oh, she's got bone. Yeah, yeah. This is going to ruin it. This is bad because I pulled the design from an old GamePro ad for Garfield caught in the act.
It seems like Dottie has been caught in the act.
Yep. And caught my bone. Of my ankle.
People ow. Expecting us to talk about this game. Sorry.
Sorry, everybody.
It's been a couple months since we did Garfield. There have been Garf updates.
By a couple months, you mean 2 years. The last official Garfield content that we had was in 2018 when we did Garfield
content,
Garfield though. Cart. Garfield slips in. It slips in around the edges.
Mm-hmm. We get Garfed. This is Gary Butterfield.
Garf Marenghi's lasagna
yes,
place.
Garf Marenghi's pod place.
You're Gary Butterfield. I'm Cole Ross.
Yep. And welcome to Abject Suffering. Abject Suffering, a machine for himbos. That's Will.
That's very good. I like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Will. We are a machine for himbos.
for making them, yeah. Or I don't know.
No, just being them.
I suppose. I'm not himbos. I'm not buff enough to represent to represent himbo energy, and also like the ways in which I am dumb. It does not feel
himbo-esque.
I don't feel like and that is not a superiority thing. I do not have the wide-eyed, clear-viewed innocence of a himbo. I think there's a certain naivete to a himbo that I do not possess. I think.
Are you ready to chew on something?
Maybe.
Is Hank Venture a himbo?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so. I mean, no joke. Yeah.
Yeah. Total himbo.
Huge himbo energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially season four on. But yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. this is a riches kind of episode because there have been Garfield updates. Also, this game is based on the very weird Garfield story, Nine Lives, mm-hmm. which we haven't talked about. Also, this is the genre that I think we both like, which is character gets stuck inside TV.
Yep.
You know, I love that shit.
Yeah.
And there's just general Garfielding that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have so much Garfield to talk about and so little of this mediocre platformer to discuss that it's kind of like a nice little blessing.
It certainly is. The actual subject matter will, you know, the game that is the launch pad for this is kind of so insubstantial that I do not feel bad kind of dispatching with it. Because like literally just the concept of this is Odie scares Garfield, makes him break the TV. He puts it together bad and a digital demon sucks him into the world of television. And he just goes through like all the hits of old Hollywood, like a fucking bad prom.
Yep. Very similar to his Nine Lives book. Were you surprised by how much information there is on the Wikipedia about this?
I was, but then I saw that like technically this was made internally at Sega, so there would have been documentation around this. Yes. But yeah, there's like an awful lot of discussion about like who was pulled from what team.
You know, things like, oh, there used to be a level in a train segment in Casablanca that was deemed unsatisfactory. And like, oh, they insisted that Count Slobula be the first level, but they feared this would give players a bad impression. And like, dog, like this game is not.
It doesn't warrant this kind of.
Yeah.
This kind of analysis.
I don't think there was a level.
No.
Of this that would have been, you know, the thing that would have made people really love this. Like this was a graphic showcase. Like if you want to control a little cartoon Garfield, you can in the wake of Aladdin. Which controlled a little cartoon Aladdin.
I like Aladdin as a vector for this kind of bullshit, specifically on the Genesis, as an heir apparent to the Amiga in terms of making, you know, in terms of being a Psygnosis delivery box, essentially.
Yes.
Aladdin is a real vector for some bad shit that we have played, I think. You know, that's where you get that's where you get your Booger Man. Basically any of these things that are animation forward to the point where like you can't start an attack depending on where you're at in your run animation.
Yes. And that game is good, but people overrate the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Like both of those are fine, but calm down.
Yeah.
they're not that special. So this is, you know, in that wake, and the biggest thing I noticed from the game before we dispatch with it and go on to General Garfield news, is that the music vacillates wildly between like bops and surreal, like circuit bending with the Genesis chip sounding things. Like it's really weird. Like some of these songs are really good, but every once in a while, like while loading a level, you just get this binaural heartbeat. And like, yeah, like just moan.
Yeah.
Just, it's very weird.
Something that that really stuck out to me was the fact that they do have this pretty, you know, like good sprite art. Apparently some of which was like the actual like animation frames were done by Jim Davis. But then also they say, and by people at Paws Inc. Jim Davis hasn't touched a pencil in 30 years.
No, he hasn't even looked at a cat.
No, he loathes them.
He does show up for a video pitching one of the things we're going to talk about later.
He does. But Jesus Christ. No, something that I noticed that I would need to fire up the SNES version because I played the Genesis version. I lost the information of who requested this. Or yeah, who put this in the suggestion box? This is a premium episode, on the Genesis version, they've got this beautiful animated sprite stuff, but in the cutscenes, which are just kind of like comic stills, everything looks extremely dithered to the point where it kind of looks like a bad freeware DOS game that was made by a kid in his in his closet, you know, like I badly digitized a photo of this and it's going to be dithered and like the lines that are supposed to be dark are actually going to be like a bright purple, stuff like that. Just really crummy looking.
And the alien or the demon, the TV demon, looks, it's like a Donkey Kong Country thing. Like he's 3D in a weird way. There's also like a bonus level that I didn't get to, but I saw where you fly as a little superhero between things, and the top and bottom of the screen are presented with static.
Right.
And it looks like absolute bullshit. Like it is not good looking.
Yeah. But like, and if you were looking for anything inventive in the theming, like say, okay, we're in television. It literally is just like old Hollywood cliche stuff. So like Count Slobula's castle, which is just like a Transylvania kind of thing, you know, Dracula, mm-hmm. Revenge of Orange Beard, pirates, I guess. Cave Cat, yes. Casablanca, Curse of Cleopatra. Like you can guess what all of these are going to be. Like not yes. necessarily very inspired at all. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And really not doing the weird dark stuff that happened in Garfield and His Nine Lives.
No.
Where there's a whole lab thing where specimen 19 GB receives an unusual injection. You know? So the Wikipedia entry for Garfield and His Nine Lives, Garfield claims that because of his experiences as a lab abnormal, he becomes nauseous at the sight of medical equipment, parenthetical. This most likely explains his fear of the veterinarian.
Huh.
No, necessarily know that Garfield needed to have his fear explained.
By default, yeah. I think most pets are apprehensive about the veterinarian at the very least because of it's a strange place. Where a person you don't know sticks needles. Yeah.
And thermometers in your butt.
Yeah.
And you have to look over your shoulder while it's happening. Like, well, like what you see. It's weird.
Like, hey, can you help me hold her down? I don't feel comfortable about that. That's not.
Yeah. This is not a relationship I want to have with my cat.
I did a search. You know? I did a search on the Wikipedia page to see if I could, you know, just pull up Garfield and His Nine Lives because I'm vaguely aware of what that is, but not in particular. Mm-hmm. Like, I think maybe I know one story out of that. But there mm-hmm. was a Game Boy Advance game called Garfield and His Nine Lives, which I imagine is execrable. It has gameplay similar to The Search for Pookie, which I imagine is execrable. But under the story tab, this is some amazing Wikipedia. You know, you have an H2 for the story, just one sentence. There is no discernible story, but somebody has gone in and put a citation needed super text.
It's great. Somebody's gonna end up replaying that just for this.
There is no discernible story. I don't know.
No discernible story. No extra, lesson today.
Extra Todd smells. Yeah.
Like, oh, that was this newsworthy.
Mm-hmm.
While still talking about the game, there is a lot of Game Facts reviews of this. You know, nothing that's like super great. Our friend Psycho Penguin.
I love the credibility like mongering that he's trying to do at the top. Like he's trying to appease a crowd of angry people.
Yeah. It also got updated.
Yes.
2 years later, which I love whenever that happens.
Psycho Penguin is somebody who has done that. Like every one of their reviews has been updated. I think they went through and did like maybe like a typo cleanup or something maybe. But when we talk about him like trying to appease a crowd, the title is "Not even the hardcore Garfield fans (parentheses) like me will give this game a good score." First off,
First paragraph even continues.
Let me just say that I love Garfield, all right? And that I have like 40 Garfield books in my house. So the low score did not have to do with who the main character is.
Yep. I didn't, my anti-Garfield bias did not influence my score. Control. Hello, Garfield. Will you please move for me? I swear he is a lazy bum in the comics and a lazy bum in the game. The only difference is that he's funny in the comics.
Is
it's
he?
Just about the opposite of funny in the game.
it's not the worst Genesis game out there. Sonic 3D Blast, anyone? It is pretty bad and about as fun as being sat on by Garfield. I don't know. Being sat on by a cat is pretty fun. They purr.
Sounds fucking incredible, dude. I would love to be sat on by Garfield in a non-sexual manner, like just a big weighted blanket, you know, like I'm going to start, like, I'm going to make a lasagna mask in order to facilitate this happening. So
rent it out if you're a diehard Garfield fan, but it's not worth a purchase. Buy Vector Man instead.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you
for that. Thanks for steering me to a Vector Man purchase.
Yep. Yep. Other people really love this game.
Yes.
Like Ryu GB gave it a 9 and the review title Garfield's caught in the TV and needs your help. I like that because it's a call to action. Like, every good review should begin with a call to action.
I just like the idea at the end of the Super Mario movie when Peach comes back through the or Princess Toadstool comes back through the wall, like saying, like, hey guys, buckle up. He says, hey, yeah. Garfield's got on the TV and he needs our help.
Let's go. Saddle up. Dragon King Slice, his review is really weird too. Mm-hmm. Garfield is finally doing something. Yes, Garfield. A video game for Garfield, you say? Well, that's right. Garfield is here well, for us to control see. Now. But what is he doing trapped in a TV? In a TV? Uh-huh. That's the TV in the game and in your TV.
Winky.
Winky face. Well, if you want to know, you're going to have to read on. Story. This is Garfield's first vid game.
No, nope.
That's true.
Not categorically false.
No. Nope. Yeah. Why did Garfield's first game have to be a story about that? Well, anyway, it's not really bad. It's just weird. That's all you'll be thinking about the story. Thank you, Dragon King Slice.
Yep.
Weirdo.
Oh man. NHL 18. Garfield is a fat, lazy cat by Jim Davis that everyone loves.
Yeah.
He's a cat by Jim Davis.
Yeah, he is one of the cats by Jim Davis. One of the most famous cats by Jim Davis.
Yeah.
Eating, sleeping, and kicking around John.
Yeah.
And his owner and his dog Odie are his favorite hobbies. Watching some late night movies are also a fun ordeal for this orange.
A fun ordeal. That's like a puppet's line. Let us engage in this fun ordeal.
Watching some late night movies are also a fun ordeal. That's really good.
Jesus.
Buy it or rent it. Buy it. The game isn't that bad. It's simply appealing to some and not others. So it's very puppets. A lot of people think this is Garfield's first game.
Yeah.
One of these reviews, Garfield in his first game.
I mean, Garfield's okay, let me just do a search for Garfield video games.
Winter's Tale. And Garfield's Big Fat Hairy Deal. This is the first one of the 16-bit generation. There's no Nintendo Garf game.
Maybe.
Garfield. Well, there's not. Like, I'm looking at the list of them. But there were computer games.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at this. Television specials, video games. The first one, Garfield's Big Fat Hairy Deal in 1987. This is to say nothing of A Week of Garfield, which was an NES game.
Yeah. Garfield starts his quest in John's house and has to venture through streets, dark alleys, convalescent homes, and the sewers.
Convalescent homes?
Homes, yep. Garfield provides palliative care.
Oh no. Just a mini game where Garfield has to go and sit on the patient who's going to die.
His face. Yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah, the, hey, it's a living.
Dying's a living.
Dying is a living. Killing grandparents is a living for Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
One of Jim Davis's big orange furs balls. Garfield can detect cancer, right?
I mean, he can, but he chooses not to tell you. He just likes to. It establishes his power dynamic.
Garfield caught in the act review. Anyone like this feline cat Garfield? The one who always disturbs Odie? If you do, or an action game player, then this game is nice for you.
This game is nice for you.
A superb action game starring Garfield and friends. This game is definitely fun.
Garfield and friends.
Yeah. But Garfield knows when you have cancer, but he lies about it, I think, maybe.
Yes.
Or he says he has the cure for it in exchange for lasagna in an alternate ending of Man on the Moon.
He's just there doing the psychic surgery.
Yeah, like with his claws, like, just pushing it up against you, and like marinara's coming out.
Yeah,
he's like, just hold still, this will be over in a minute.
Oh man, I just love Garfield using a cancer diagnosis as leverage.
Yeah, Garfield has a lot of leverage. It's weird.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about some general Garfield updates? What's been going on with Garf?
We should. There's some new developments in the Garfield meme space that I want to bounce off of you before we get to the main
main attraction.
Yeah, the main course here, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of different Garfield last panel replacements are going on that I want to know if you have seen out in the wild. So
okay.
I will. Let me pull up Slack here, and I'll send you links if you have not. Are you familiar with the meme of Garfield thrown out the window?
No, I think the last one I saw is pretty old. It's Garfield with the pipe.
Yes, Garfield with the pipe is one of those. Yeah. Yes. So okay. I was going to go through these one by one, but you went through the your sequence broke me.
Well, I didn't mean to. I just
you absolute fool. You have undone me. Mm-hmm. No. So yeah. Garfield being thrown out the window. You can find these collected at the Twitter account YeetGarf. The bio has a trigger warning for defenestration. It is Garfield comics, with the exception being that the final frame is always a frame from an actual Garfield comic where Garfield has been thrown out the window. Okay. So it's just Garfield being an absolute shit and then being thrown out the window. It's very good comic timing.
He hits John with a bowling ball for no reason.
Yep. Or it's a coconut.
He's Garf.
He's just throws a coconut at the back of his head. That's how Gilligan died.
Garfield, it's a beautiful day. I'm putting you outside.
Yeah. I'm just being thrown through the glass. Like it's a closed window. Mm-hmm. This is being done to maximize damage to the cat.
Yeah, yeah. This is so that if it lives, it won't want to.
Right. So
I love this this one where it's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you understood my every word, Garfield. I could tell you that I love you. There was one. I like Yeet Garfield.
That's yes, good. Yeet Garfield is good. Moving up the chain in absurdity, Garfield with a pipe. I don't understand this one very much.
I think it's just a funny picture.
It's a very funny picture of like
old model of Garfield.
Yes. Old, like, let's say like circa 1981, like late 70s Garfield. Yeah.
81 was like round. That's like fat classic Garf.
Yeah.
Before he did like the Mario arc of becoming skinny.
Yeah. And therefore became worthless to us.
This was weird. Like,
like hunched over.
Like old.
Yeah, like he's hunched over. This is like Garfield's Alfred Hitchcock phase.
Very similar.
Yeah, but just the idea that replace the last panel with Garfield smoking this pipe. It's a non sequitur
and being yelled at for it.
Yes,
you know Garfield. So the idea he just goes off to go smoke and then
yes,
John gets upset at his son for smoking.
Moving up to I think the maximum absurdity, are you familiar mm-hmm. with deflated Garfield?
I'm gonna look at the image to see. Hold on.
Okay.
Deflated Garfield. No, I don't think I've seen this as a meme thing.
Yes. So deflated Garfield, again, this is an actual it's an actual panel where like basically all of the matter has exited Garfield's body, leaving him as like a rag mm-hmm. doll. And you have a panicked John like holding him like a wash rag, eyes bugging out and screaming, "Garfield, speak to me." Like he's trying to revive Garfield, like maybe Garfield like accidentally ate broccoli or something.
Mm-hmm. These are good.
Yes. So just the idea that between the second and third panel, something awful has happened to basically take away all of Garfield's bones, and now he is screaming, "Garfield, speak to me," the implying the cat is in horrible danger.
Oh yeah, or I mean, or just dead. Like yes. You're just yelling at a Garfield suit that's made of a real life Garfield.
Yes.
I was watching me and Emma have been watching Treehouse of Horror.
Okay.
All month. It's basically been my acquiesce to spook month.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching a late one where there's a black hole and Professor Frink's skeleton got cut in it and he was a deflated Garf.
Oh.
And it was pretty unnerving.
Hmm.
Also, have we talked about the auto cannibalism?
What?
The Simpsons?
No.
Before Homer gets addicted to cooking himself and eating himself, it's a really weird episode, dude.
Is this a main episode or is this a Treehouse of Horror?
No. It's a Treehouse segment, but it's weirdly like it has jokes, but not tons of them. And it's a lot of just like, it's weirdly poignant.
Okay.
About how he does one good thing in his life by becoming like the centerpiece of a restaurant. where people come and eat him. It's very fucking strange.
Is that? So I have no recollection of this. So it must have been after season 25.
I think it might have been actually before that. It's 28.
Okay. Yeah.
Trials of War 28. So,
that is super weird because if I'm being honest with you, like after season like 8 or so, I tend to like tune out of the Trials of Horror because it is entirely just like pop culture
movie parodies.
Yeah, it's entirely movie parodies, and I don't like that. It was kind of always parodies to a certain degree. I mean, they have like the Shining parody, and that was good, but it was like parodies of very immediate things. Like,
yes, whatever's in the news.
Yes. And that is lame to me. That's like SNL shit, as opposed to doing To Serve Man,
This one is, it's two parodies, that are not that exciting. And then a really, really weird ending.
Weird.
It's like literally kind of made my stomach churn a little bit.
I mean,
I realized auto cannibalism is something.
Yeah, no. I mean, we talked about this in what did we record yesterday? In our WAF dispatch where you talked about the just horror tropes that turn you off. Yeah, selfly, like the scene where like, hey, take off your face and feed it to the dog. Auto cannibalism feels like it's a version of that, right?
Oh yeah, like take off your face and feed it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather not.
Do I have an option?
I prefer not to.
Yeah. Can I have some gloves?
Bartleby the same fucker.
There's one more Garf meme account that I do not care for.
Okay.
This is pretty self-explanatory, but Dab Garfield.
Oh, I don't care for her.
Yeah,
basically anything attached to the dab.
No, apparently this was there was an actual panel where Garfield dabbed, and people have taken that embarrassing frame and have like backboarded it into a bunch of other comics.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's a non-meme one or meme one, but I'm trying to find it for a long time. I think they have you gone to eBay Garfields before?
No, sorry, I didn't mean to make a fart noise. That's how it came out of my mouth.
Literally, it's just weird Garfield merchandise found on eBay.
Ooh, nice.
So at eBay Garfields is really fun. Because there's a lot of weird off-model Garfs.
Unlicensed Garfield. Unlicensed anything really. Unlicensed Pikachu is another good one.
Here's a. Can I send you an image or will it crash our recording?
No, that's fine. That's fine. Good.
Okay. Check this shit out.
Oh, the pin tweet on eBay Garfield is very good. Oh no.
What's going on here, buddy?
Okay.
Describe this.
So this is Garfield and Phoenix Wright.
Don't go image. Like, go. What is the function of this first?
Okay,
because I think it's really important.
I was going to do that as a reveal at the end. Actually,
okay. It's the first thing I noticed, and then I started traveling around. Periphery of the image.
This is a handmade like fight stick kind of thing. Like somebody has taken arcade hardware and, taken a wooden, like a wooden box and put, two rows of four buttons and a little joystick. Mm-hmm. Right. Like if somebody was trying to make like a Raspberry Pi machine or whatever. Now the art, instead of being like a cool little like Galaga overlay, is a Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
For fuck's sake, Gary. It appears to be like Garfield, erotic Garfield fan art crossed over with a Phoenix Wright objection. So what we have is a delirious Garfield kind of like feeding himself lasagna. Like he's laying down on his back and his legs are up and he's munching down some lasagna by hand like nobody has ever done. Lasagna is a very sloppy food.
Yeah, just Garf does it.
Yeah. And his legs are up because Garfield's owner, John, the human, this is pretty important, appears to be engaging in sexual intercourse with Garfield. As Garfield lies on the floor, John is crying.
Makeup of these two characters is really important.
It's pretty important. So you have delirious, lost in pleasure Garfield with mm-hmm. lasagna in his mouth and John elsewhere.
Down south.
Yeah. Yes.
Lasagna in my mouth, John down south is how I like to do it. Yeah. And face then you, down, then, ass and then up, you this have... is how we like to fuck. lasagna mouth, John down south is yeah. how we like to fuck.
This is, but yeah, you have John who is crying. Like he's mm-hmm. he's not just like weeping, like in joy, like his mouth is wrenched open. This is absolute sorrow.
Yeah,
as
really
tears
not happy
fly.
About it.
Right, right, and it may be because of how low he feels that he has fallen mm-hmm. in his complete subservience to Garfield in every way, or it could be because he is holding on to Garfield's ankles and gouging his chest flesh with Garfield's back claws.
Yes.
Yeah.
Garfield's really enjoying it. And just to, because I don't want to get lost, there's a gigantic Phoenix Wright
objection. Which I agree. I concur. I concur with the attorney who is depicted off camera in this.
Yeah. I second this motion.
I object to this. Sustained fan art creator. Sir. Where the fuck did you find this, Gary?
It's on the Garfield eBay Garfields.
Jesus.
So mostly it's Garfields you find on eBay. This could have been sold on eBay and could actually be an eBay Garfield.
Oh my God! These Garfield Valentine stickers. I had these, Gary.
Yeah, yeah. This is a great. They haven't tweeted since 2017.
Oh, geez, but still, it's like really it's a good museum. Browse. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely great museum.
Oh, these Garfield Valentines are giving me a fucking flashback. Whoa.
I love that feeling. This is one of the best feelings.
This is a time machine. Wow.
Yeah. God is one of my all-time favorites. Yeah. So when Garfield is not being drilled, he likes to make time to run a certain website.
Yes.
That has been talked about before. Online
mm-hmm. by but many people and it. It's also been talked yeah. about in our Slack. It was a real it was a holiday when this was announced.
Yes,
it was like when Trump was diagnosed with COVID, like everything yes. else stopped.
Yeah, everybody was... it was on Twitter, it was like we had just seen the moon landing.
Yes.
You know, and then the future day when he dies, in which like this entire town is going to explode with pleasure. like you're going to be able to see the Oregon energy from space.
Yep.
From just everybody just spontaneously fucking. This is Garfield Eats, the website where you can buy Garfield products
mm-hmm.
That is shaped like, endorsed by, and related to Garfield.
Yes.
Including on the front page, which it's the first Garfield, world's first Garfield-shaped pizza, which is probably true.
Yeah. The scientists have been racing since the days of the Cold War.
Two scientists are racing for the pizza shaped like Garf. But the front of it has a little slider where you can take Garfield's smiling, unmoving face and turn him into a pizza. Pixel by pixel.
I like his placid acceptance.
Yeah. I'm pizza now. Uh-huh.
This is not a good looking pizza. I don't know how they. Yeah.
It's not cooked enough.
It's not cooked enough. B, the crust looks like sub Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, yes. let it never be mixed up that we are talking about good food here.
No. Even though I do like that they have cheese as a dipping sauce as a standard thing and they're kitty kids.
Yeah. Things. Weird.
Like you get a small pizza, some french fries, and then just a big sack of cheese to dip.
Just nacho cheese. Yeah.
No. Instead of Hawaiian, they have the Jim Davis
mm-hmm.
Here. And then they also sell Garfuccinos and smoothies. the Garfield potato tail, mm-hmm. which is sold out. That's a bunch of fried potatoes on a stick.
Yeah, it's like kettle chips on a kebab stick. And you might be thinking, we're in COVID times. It makes sense that there's mm-hmm. you know, food delivery apps are more important than ever as we force our 1099 underclass to expose themselves mm-hmm. to danger for our convenience. Mm-hmm. And you might think, okay, how are they adapting to the times? Well, they have their delivery drivers wear masks, of course, for safety. Mm-hmm. These masks are Garfield mouths. And if you want to purchase one,
his grin.
Yep. His again, the plastic grin of being slowly turned into pizza. And if you want to purchase one of these, you may think a little bit of cloth, a little bit of elastic. These are mass produced, probably screen printed somewhere. $24.99 for a Garfield mask.
Yeah. It's a very expensive
for one
Garfield mask. Also, you know, so you get the mask, you get the comics. This is all part of their whole thing for their app, which is the mixing of engagement and entertainment called Intergagement.
Yep.
Which is a really big part of this website. But I want to focus real quick on if you go to their food section of here, like as bad as the pizza looks, the lasagna and these nests of spaghetti are I can't look at them.
Yeah.
I have to look away.
Yeah. I feel like maybe they think that the spaghetti that they are showing here is plated artfully, is all I can think of.
Well, it's like they photoshopped out the plate though, so it's just like a freestanding lump of spaghetti.
Yep. Supported by nothing.
Yeah. It's like you open up a closet. And I'm like,
and this just hovers at you, humming ominously.
Haunted. Like, yeah, it's really scary. And the lasagna, there's something called a big cow lasagna, and it's fucking repulsive looking.
No.
Like, what is happening with this, like, weird noodle sandwich?
And, like, in the idea of just delivery lasagna, I don't know.
It's a little bit.
I don't know. Also, Jesus, big cow lasagna, $8.99 for what appears to, I don't know. I can't condone this at all.
No, it's real bad. The website has the Garfield history and then the brand story. We need to learn about this website. And I'm trying to find the place where they talk about how one of their pillars of values is environmentalism and how you can reuse their boxes to put other things inside. But it's having a hard time loading. There might be just a big rush on Garfield Eats right now.
I think the two of us is putting untold is stress. Yeah. I don't think that it was good. Oh, watch full TV seasons on the Garfield Eats app. Sorry. I didn't see this. You can get a Garfield Eats app on your mobile and watch full seasons. Ooh, here we go. Reebok. Yeah. It's like
Reebok's standard.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an index on the front page if you roll down. But yes, transform pizza box to pizza plates. Transform lasagna box to tissue box. Like they're little videos that show how to turn one kind of cardboard box into another kind of cardboard box, primarily by putting a different thing in it.
Yeah. Like really what's inside the box contextualizes the box, I suppose.
I think so, yeah.
Garfield Eats highly anticipated Garfield shapes pizzas, lasagna, spaghetti, and Garfield 3D dark chocolate bars are all on the menu to complete the Garfield tasty experience made with farm to plate F2P ingredients. The slogan for this website is love me, feed me, don't leave me,
which is,
did you know that?
Which is just like how needy that is. That does stick out to me as something that I may have known before.
Yeah, love me, feed me, don't leave me, for the love of God.
Please. I know I ordered Garfield Eats for our anniversary. I thought it would be cute. I didn't know that you were more invested in this than I was.
I'm sorry you weren't as online as me. Garfield Eats will close for you. Book the entire Garfield Eats restaurant for your private birthday. And John helpfully adds, pay for what you eat.
Yes, we will close our restaurant and give you free food. Please help.
Yeah.
I mean, this has to be, if this was presented outside of being part of the Nickelodeon group of products or like, you know, IPs, like literally in the top nav, there is a link for Nickelodeon. And at the bottom, there's like copyright 2020 Viacom International. I think that maybe that was like a later acquisition. This would totally read to me as a money laundering scheme.
He's laundering something. 100%.
And that is not just like, okay, yes, almost entirely because of how shoddy everything about this is, but also for the fact that it started in Dubai.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
Lenovo started it. Yeah. Centered Abu Dhabi. They ended up in Dubai and Nirmal created this as a smear.
Yeah. They just kept on shipping her to the Emirates where she started consolidating her power. Nirmal's a boy.
Yeah. This is probably because the world's first Garfield shaped pizza contains pepperoni made of the world's first Garfield. as a grim feast that Normal has created for us.
Yeah.
You know, donate, sick kids.
Yeah.
But yes. Now,
but
delivery.
But just the existence of the Dubai specifically, but the United Arab Emirates as like just a place where like a hole where money goes for like Saudi oil riches. And, you know, we're just like, hey, let's pay to grind slaves into dust is what happens. Yeah,
there's that level they cut from Spec Ops.
Yeah.
where you end up in the Garfield Eats.
Where you have to go around the underground. Like you have to be in a Garfield Eats delivery driver.
Yeah. How many people were alive here, John?
Oh God.
Spec Ops the lasagna.
Of these, I think the thing that probably has this chance of being okay is the Garfuccino. Because how badly can you fuck up a
gas station?
Yeah, no, it'd be real syrupy, probably. Shit.
No, but I mean, it would still be as good. Did you see if you click on donate sick kids?
Oh, that was another tab that I hope it had open here to talk about.
Yeah, because you can donate if you can bid to donate to give sick kids this incredibly off model giant Garfield.
Exactly.
That looks like it's like a Snorlax with Garfield's head.
Uh-huh.
It's real weird.
It's very amorphous. I love this. Like, just donate to give a sick kid a problem. Well, where the fuck am I gonna put this? Like my hospital room is so small and you've given me this gigantic.
You can be buried in it.
Yeah.
So
Garfield's Eats and is helping to unleash the full potential of sick kids. What is sick kids? Is that a charity? Okay.
Yeah, I love the idea of it just being like the illegal sick children, sick kids.
We need to make more sick kids.
One, the story. Garfield Eats co-founder was gifted giant Garfield plush toys by 20th Century Fox, decided to donate them to sick kids.
He wants Nathan, a tax Nathan write-off. Says,
youth is an asset, not a liability. Excuse me?
Hey, okay, who is this Nathan fuck? Brand story Nathan time. Bosley? I need to get down. Need to get down to the bottom of what this guy did. Let's do a behind the bastards on this guy.
Yes. Oh man. Truly one of the weirdest things that's ever existed. I would go here though if I lived in Canada, because you can buy all these cool classic Garfield mugs and stuff, like, and it's full of old timey Garfield branding.
I need you to go to the brand story and scroll down to the bottom beyond the you know, Garfield loves to enter gauge, Garfield loves earth, Garfield loves farming. Down beyond the brand story, down beyond the storefronts or whatever.
Garfield and friends.
Dun, dun. Garfield.
Dominic Tenstall. Harold Sukar. Matthew Cesar.
I need you to look at the photograph provided for Norman Skolnick, the real estate advisor.
It's extremely villain. It's like a Tim and Eric like dating profile. Well,
Norman Skolnick is the only picture on this that is black and white. They have photoshopped a black and white Norman Skolnick, the real estate advisor, onto the orange circle that everybody else has vignetted onto.
Yeah, he comes from the past. Yeah. They have all of history's greatest champions are coming together to make a Garfield pizza.
God, they've got somebody listed as a former CEO of McDonald's, Harold Sukar. Mm-hmm. That can't be true. Oh, he's like a CEO of like McDonald's Eastern Europe. Oh, this is totally a money laundering thing.
Yeah. They have big money laundering energy.
They have really roped Jim Davis in on this. Paul's Inc. is.
Well,
there's
tons of videos of Jim Davis like introducing it. Like on this main page, there's Jim Davis presenting us with the brand story.
Yeah.
Via Garfield.
Oh, Jesus. Nathan.
Like, even if it wasn't laundering money, it's laundering my love of Garfield into crime.
Yeah, no, like they are definitely like there's some aluminum oligarch who is like getting real estate in Marseille off the back of this. Nathan Masri, co-founder and chief Intergage officer. Nathan sold his ad agency at 24. Fuck you.
Yeah, this guy sucks.
Nathan joined as VP of marketing for Mr. Sub, Hugo Juice. Hey, that's the same word. Van Hout Cafe by MTY Group.
I love it. If we lived in Canada where this thing exists, I think there are restaurants for this.
Okay.
We would have to do a party. Like, we would have to have them close down and do a meetup here.
I mean, because, like, just test them. Will they close for us?
Yeah, for $250. We get one kitty meal per kid.
Okay.
One Garfield cyber safety comic book per kid. A meet and eat with the Garfield mascot, and it's fully decorated. So the meet and eat with the Garfield mascot, like, I would love to pick that guy's brain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like, hey, how did you get this job? Like, do you want to come on our podcast and talk about it? Like, can we? Okay, listen, Abject Suffering, it's a show where we randomize bad games. We just talk about whatever. Yeah. Can we make up an excuse just to interview you about being the Garfield mascot for Garfield Eats?
For this particular place.
Yeah. How sweaty are your balls in that fucking suit, dude?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Leave the suit on. Instagram story. Wait a second. He's going full on conspiracy mode about the COVID virus. I've skimmed through it, and somehow he ended up talking about protecting Garfield from Hollywood perversion, something like that. Worth checking out if you own a tinfoil hat. Nathan Masri, the
guy.
He is at least going plandemic, which is has very strong relationship to Q and the fact that he's talking about Hollywood perversion.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are the Democrats going to harvest the adrenochrome from Garfield?
I think so. I think that's what's happening in that arcade stick thing that you sent over. There's a adrenochrome exchanging hands somehow there.
This guy's Instagram is filling me with disgust.
No, it's totally he was telling me about celebrity adrenochrome usage and coronavirus being man-made disease to cover up the creation of the new world order.
Where did you find this?
I
can't find his Twitter.
No. So
just, like, search for him.
So he's got an Instagram. If you just do a search for him here, I will post this. This is a Reddit thread a sub called Strange Eons.
Okay.
So I guess it is people who are like, what is Strange Eons? Fuck Reddit's whole thing. All of their, what is this? Welcome to the mess. Blessed with the strength. No idea what the purpose of this is, but yeah, I think that it's like a conspiracy kind of thing. Got goblins and stuff. Fuck this guy, because he is full Q. He only appears in his Instagram is crazy because, like, he will only be photographed in an orange suit.
Yeah. He has to garf several books about changing yourself. World's first Garfield quick mobile restaurant.
Yeah. Huh.
That's incredible. Like, I just, like, this is really a monument to branding.
Uh-huh.
Because I would not think the first Garfield restaurant would do anything.
No.
You know? But he's really presenting it as a pretty big deal.
Uh-huh.
Lots of pictures of him with Garfield.
so many of him with Garfield.
He got to meet Garfield.
Like, so
here's his quote: "Youth is an asset, not a liability." On a chalkboard in front of a very sinister Garfield, sitting at a desk that says "Open for internships."
Yeah,
have interns for Garfield Eats.
No, I don't.
As like an investigative reporter,
Gary, I don't want anything to do with this guy. Like, I've done a full 180 once I found out that he's Q. Also, the fact that he does this fucking duck face every time he's photographed, he's got his "I'm being photographed" face put on. He's self publishing a magazine called Enter Gauge.
I saw that it's his
scene. No, I've done a complete 180 on this guy. I was going to keep this a secret, but I'm totally not going to give him any money. He's on Cameo, Gary. For $50 you can have him say a message to somebody, but I do not want to
the story on the cover story of Enter Gauge issue number one. Why not Garfield Eats in America, Nathan? Garfield's not Arab! ! Stay browsed for Nathan's answer in a video. This is so weird. This is so sad, because Jim Davis was probably just like, these guys just really must love Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fact that this is about Garfield pizza versus Comet pizza.
Yeah.
And going through and just like Garfield going and shooting up Democratic stronghold basements.
What is this? And I'm just watch. So there's a post here. It's like it's a photograph of like a chocolate Garfield, like very, very poorly stamped. And the caption is in Comic Sans, "Cure me." And then at the bottom it says the Garfield chocolate bar. So chocolate is misspelled. "Introducing our Garfield chocolate. Pre-order now. Garfield Eats app. Be the first to install." So yeah.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Spooky Garfield balls says hell yeah.
So we've got a model who is responding here. Jaquette A model. "Cannot like this post enough. Happy face. My two favorite things combined." And then spooky Garfield balls. Hell yeah. Wow.
I keep scrolling down his Instagram.
Uh-huh.
To where a lot of them are just quotes. The attributes to himself. Like, but every day
it's done in Garfield font.
Something bigger than I am. It is in the Garfield font. "I am empathetic, empathetic, but don't take that for granted."
It's, I mean, but it's hacked. Him. It's him. "I will not settle for normalcy."
Yeah. "I was meant to be, to do Garfield Eats. I have lost myself to find myself in a cat. I have found my brand voice. Look at my years of work, not the years of my age.
My belief shaped my choices. My choices shaped my destiny. I faced..."
Here's one of Garfield where it just says, "I'm a world famous pop culture icon." It's very usual. Krusty poses for trading card photo.
Yeah. There's a sketch that he's done of his look with the orange suit. This is full, like, he's fully branded himself.
Well, it's weird because then you run into a Rubicon where it just, now he's immediately just doing model shots that have nothing to do with Garfield.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody embrace this. Is that "I think you should leave" sketch. Like,
except with a resume sincerely. Instead of a house. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, January 6th, 2018. Everything this guy has ever done has now become Garfield.
Wow.
And it happened instantly. There's not one post after this that does not have a Garf element for, you know, more than 2 years.
Wow.
That's dedication.
He is a slave to the cat.
Because he's a monster.
Yeah. But
wow, he's owie.
Wow.
So this guy's like a human fire fest.
"Under construction. My unique Garfield collection suit by men fashion designer and stylist in Dubai."
"Under construction. My unique Garfield blaster."
Wait a second. See, so here's a picture of him meeting Steve Wozniak. "Steve" mm-hmm. "had mild symptoms and recently was on the news that he may have had COVID-19. I hope I did not catch it. I'd rather hashtag stay home than be with Woz." So it's a picture of him. So he initially, and this is, it says 142 weeks ago. He like did a repost. So he has a picture of himself with Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple. And he did a repost of it, of an older picture saying, you know, "Steve Wozniak has COVID. Lol, here's a picture of me with him. Later, Graham." But he believed in coronavirus at that point.
Yeah, he got Garf-pilled.
Garf-pilled.
Good God.
Jesus.
Well, I need a Garfuccino. I got to go. episode's been long enough.
Yeah. I was going to do a Nathan Masry cameo for you because I thought that'd be fun. No.
It would be funny, but now I don't want to because of COVID.
Right.
Because of Q. So can't get money to Q people.
No.
Fuck them. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. I wish I still had the information about who put this in the suggestion box, but I hope you had fun on the ride. I don't feel great. I don't feel good right now. Oh Jesus.
Yeah, thanks for patronizing us. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. Thanks for getting these premium episodes.
Yeah.
What should they do, Cole?
Like our good friend Brian Wade says, until next time, can we get a poggers in the chat? So I went and looked this up. I guess poggers is an emote on Twitch. It's like a Pepe it's a Pepe the Frog making like I'm so surprised O face kind of thing. I don't know. I don't understand.
I know what pogged is from seeing a streamer. So thanks, Brian.
Thanks for bringing that, for tracking that shit in here. All right. Okay.